So hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all. Welcome to Soccer Hub Talks. My name is Ricardo Albeira. I'm the CEO and founder of Soccer Hub. And before we start, I would like to generate some interaction with our audience. So I would ask you please to introduce on the chat box some information about yourselves, the country that you are based in, and also what kind of job do you have, if you are a soccer coach, a soccer analyst. Please introduce that information on the chat box so we can adapt a bit our conversation to your specific needs. Also, please click on the like button if everything is okay with the audio and the video. Please do it now if everything is okay with the audio. Okay, thank you very much. Once again, this is a live interview, so you will be able to ask questions. Please just introduce the questions on the chat box and we will select some to be asked to our speakers, okay? Don't forget, introduce your questions. We will select some so we can ask our speakers. So today, Soccer Hub Talks, it's called Careers Ended Before Time. We will be discussing with three former coaches or players that talk a bit with us about how did they end the career and how was the transfer from their career as a player to a career after player. So we have invited Luis Pinto, Gonçalo Porto, Iago Fernandes e Nuno Milheiro. I will now introduce them in a conversation. Gonçalo, Luis, Iago and Nuno. Hello guys, good afternoon.
Hello Ricardo.
Hello. Hello Ricardo.
Hello, so I will leave the panel with Nuno. Nuno, thank you very much. See you in about one hour. Bye.
Thank you Ricardo. Hello all, thank you for being with us once again and watch our webinars. And I would like to say thank you to Luis, to Iago and to Gonçalo for accepting this challenge to be here with us and sharing their knowledge and also their careers and all what they've been doing for football. So basically today we have, as you can see, three people that they've been football players. They have some things in common. First of all, it's interesting because they all played in the same position on the pitch. So that's an interesting thing. And they all ended the career earlier than expected. I believe that Iago was the one that ended a bit later than Luis or Gonçalo, but still young. And football with different roles, but they stayed in football. So basically, we are here to talk about that, the transition also from player, and also the fact that is, I believe, of course, it's hard to finish the career before the average age that the players usually finish, And I would like to say that Luis, I would like to say what he does after his footballer career. So he's a coach more related to the senior teams. He already managed. He was assistant manager and also the main coach for some teams on the senior side. Iago have experience as a sports director, and Gonçalo is also a coach. And at the moment, he's working a project in China that he will talk later on about it, but is more related with the youth teams. So all of them are still in football, and I'm glad for that because all of them have a lot of good things to give to football. So let's start. So I'll start with a challenge. So usually I introduce each person that I invite with my point of view of the scouting. I do like the profile of the player, how it was as a player, and me being a scout, I do the profile, but today I'll do a bit different. So we have one person that is with us, that is Luis, that he had the chance to manage both Gonçalo and Iago. So I'll give him the challenge to do the profile of them as soccer players, if you can. because sometimes people say I'm too gentle for them to say they. So be honest, and then please, if you can share and how they were as players, please.
First of all, I want to thank you for the invitation to be part of this chat, it's a pleasure for me share these talks with you and Gonçalo and Iago. For me, it's a little bit easier to speak about Iago because we work together for more time. Gonçalo, we just worked together for 2 months, I think. And I will start with Gonçalo. Gonçalo, when I was in Trofense, second Portuguese division, Campeonato de Portugal now, he did trials to be part of the squad, and we think he have quality to stay with us and to start playing with us. It was the last time that Gonçalo was in football as a player because was in this season he decided to leave football as a player and start a new career as a coach. So my knowledge, my experience with him is a little bit pure because of that, because we share a short time together. With Iago is different. Iago have great skills as a central back, as player, and his career talks for him. Sometimes his head was more complicated than the ability, all the skills that he had to be a great footballer. And when we were together, it was his last season as a player too, we share a lot. We share a lot of things in the dress room. We share a lot of things because both live in Leiria, and we share a lot of things. As a player, he had great skills and abilities to do a great career, and he did.
Thank you for that, Luis. I'd like to say that in this beginning we are more focused speaking with Luis for a simple reason, because of course you manage both of them, and I would like to ask also to him if he believes that is important, and he's also a manager, and I think he's the oldest. Well, I'm the oldest one, but after me I think is Luis, if I'm not wrong, probably. No, Iago?
I think I am the oldest.
Okay. Okay, but you are the young. Yeah, okay. But let's keep with Luis, and I'll go already to Iago and to Gonçalo, because I want to make also a challenge and ask him if he believes that that the player, we are talking about profiles as a scouting is more my area, as you know. So if you, Luis, if you believe that the player should know his own characteristics, if it's important to have notion of his own qualities, weaknesses, limitations, and if you believe that is important for the player to also know that.
Of course it's important, because when we know our best skills and when we know the weakness that we have as a player, it's important because you are more conscious about the job that you need to do to improve, to be better, to have a better performance. And when we talk about players, all the things in a senior level, the most important thing is the performance, like we know, and you are scouting, so. When you are seeing a player or seeking for a player to your team, you look for a great performance, and mainly a regular performance. So if you know about your weakness, and if you know about your good values, I think is very good for you, because you are more conscious about what you are doing inside the pitch.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. And just to finish with you, so now, if you think that, please give us your profile as a player.
I leave it to you.
Because I tell you this why.
No. We trained when I was assistant coach in Lady, and Iago was player. We share the field a lot of time, because
not the same.
We share the half of the pitch inside most of the times as central midfielders both. So
that's not the same.
Speak about me.
No. We are here talking about if
I'm
it's
joking.
Important.
Okay, I'm joking.
I never watched you play. Gonçalo never watched you play. Iago watched you play in the trainings. So you are the best one to say about yourself, because it's important, a player. Just quickly,
a friend of mine and yours and Iago. When we leave, I can say all the great things about me. So as a player, I believe I was good. I have my skills, my abilities. So mental abilities than physical abilities, but I try to understand the game. I try to read the game. I try to do my jobs, and I know I have good skills too. But it's hard for me to talk about me as a player, because it's easier when we talk about other players. So what I know is, if I knew when I was a player, if I knew the game like I know now, I was much better player than I was in the real time that I was player. This is what I know.
That's fair enough. And most of all, I can say, you know, more than like now be talking about how you were as a player, it's important that to say that you are, the three of you are great guys, and that's the most important thing as persons. You are great guys, so thanks for being in here. So let me just, we have a question in here. From Nuno. Hi Nuno, let me say where is. Okay. I'm currently a player, and I was coached by Gonçalo Porto. I'm also a student of sports science with specialization in football, and this season I did a coaching internship in an under 16 team. Big hug for everyone. So actually it's not a question, it's just to say hi to everybody. So let's go now to Gonçalo. I'll challenge you guys to briefly just tell about your career, how it was your career, and also the way that basically it happened, the transition, and if it was your own decision, and or if it was like because of the reason basically why you finish your career. Sometimes it's an injury, sometimes it is a decision, it can be many things. So Gonçalo, if you can tell us briefly how it was your career, how it started, how you ended, how it was in the meantime, and yeah.
Okay, so first of all, thanks to you, Nuno, for the invitation and the opportunity to be here. And it's a pleasure to be here with you, with Luis, already new, and with Iago. That's the first time that I met him. So I start playing with 8 years old in Leixões, in the youth teams. I stayed there until 2010, 9-10, and then I went to Padreiros, also the youth team. I reached the first team, and in my first senior year, in the transition for the second senior year, I stopped playing. Like Luis said, I went to Trofeus, to a week trial, 2 weeks trials maybe. And that time, I already had my decision in my mind. But when the opportunity to went to Trofeus showed me, I thought with myself, if it's, I don't know, like a message or something or a new opportunity to keep playing. And I went there, and I think it was after the first week of training, the director called me and said and asked me if I want to sign with them. Because I think in that week, it was the first time in a long time that I felt passion with the training, with the game. I was enjoying, and after that, it was different. Back at that time, I was studying in my bachelor in physical education and sports science. I was in the third year, and I decided to stop playing and keep studying. Basically, it was like that. But the main reason, it was mental. It was not an injury. It was maybe the manage that I made with my own expectations, and it was my own decision. I think about it for a year, maybe more, and when I was in Trofa, I stopped.
Okay, thank you for sharing. So it was a transition that it was being prepared. So yeah. So yeah, it's always easier, I believe, in that way than yeah, when it's like abrupt with an injury.
When I decided to stop, it was difficult because I was training 4 or 5 times a week plus the game on weekends. And when you stop, you don't have any options. So you can have dinner with your family at home. You know, so at weekends you can lunch with your families on Sundays, the typical Sundays. And it was I spent here in Portugal 6 months, and then I decided to go in the Erasmus project to Italy to change a little bit, to know another country, to live different things. And when I returned in 2016, and I decided to I finished my bachelor's, and I decided to start my master's degrees in the same area, the physical education and sports science. With a specialization in football to get the UEFA B diploma. So back in 2016, I started to work with youth teams, and then I start my career as a football coach.
Okay, thank you, Gonçalo. Thank you for sharing that. And you finished quite. Just tell me, you finished. What age were you when you finished? You were very young, no? Quite young. Okay, thank you.
I started as a football coach with 21.
Okay, thank you for that. And now Iago, I know Iago he finished earlier, but he had a long and very, very good career and very interesting career, yeah. So if you can share with us also a bit of your career and also the reason why it ended, and it will be great. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I will do the same like Luis and Gonçalo. Say thank you to you to having me here. It was a pleasure. So my career was quite okay. I started in Benfica at 8, and then I was playing Sporting, and then at 14 I signed for Real Madrid. At 17, I signed to Valencia as a professional football player, senior. Then I was a youth under 19 champion, Spanish champion. At 20, I go to Girona, to Espanyol, Barcelona. It was a lot of clubs, so I try to remember all of them. 21, I go to Malmo, and I was a champion. Champion, Swedish champion too, and I play Champions League and Europa League too. At 23, I think 24, I go to AEK Athens. It was a little bit hard there because you know, in that moment Greece have a lot of problems, like Portugal and Spain, financial problems. So it was very hard there. And then after that, I went to Kazakhstan to try to don't finish the career so early. And then I came back to Portugal to Oriental to play, and then start the problems. I start to have a lot of injuries. I broke my knee 2 times. I try 1.5 years try to go back to play at same level like I have to, I always be there. So in Leiria, when the Luis, it was the second coach, I try my last chance. And I decide to finish because, and Luis know very well, 30th of December of 2017, we went to play a friendly game to Belenenses. And I didn't play any minute. So if I cannot play any a friendly match, so I decide to finish my career in that moment. I wait to the end of this year, this season, and I decide to finish my career in that moment. It was hard, like Gonzalo said, it was very hard because all I had 13 years as professional, so it was very hard to get up in the morning and go to training. And when you finish, you get up in the morning and you don't know what you do. So you are lost in that moment. It's like 2-3 months, you don't know what you do. So I have a great persons behind me like Alexander Tolstikov and Sergio Renita in Leiria that bring me to them. And I learn a lot with them and I still learn a lot with them. And I'm thankful because they give me their hand and help me in that moment.
It was very brief for such an amazing and long career that you had, like in a way, you know, like so many experiences. And you don't need to say thank you because I already invited you before. I promised you I wanted to have you here. It's a big, big pleasure. So yeah. Mm-hmm. And like as Gonzalo and Luis, of course. Now we go to Luis. So if you can tell a bit about your football career and also the reason why you decided to finish.
As a player, my career started when I was 7 years old. I started playing in Gondomar. Then with 15, I changed to Leixões, and I finished my basis on Leixões. And the problems start when in the transition to be a senior player, because when I finished the under-19 season, we did a great season. We were on the playoff to be a national champion, and all the time I played on the 11th, on the start 11th, okay. And like Gonçalo said, the management of our expectations was a little bit hard to do because in my first season as senior, I was invited to Chaves to sign a 3 years deal, okay, contract. But Chaves and Leixões don't agree with the terms of the transfer, and I need to play in Alpendurada, with all respect. But it was third division, and we train at 8 p.m. So it was hard for me, this change of situation. My second season as a senior, I signed to Avanca because the Leonardo Jardim was the Chaves coach, and he signed to Beira-Mar, and Beira-Mar had a satellite team, a B team, and the B team was Avanca, and I signed for them, and I did the two seasons. In the final of this season, I start thinking in a new career inside football. I tried to play one more time, and I signed for Padroens. I play in Padroens. At the same time, I was coach in the schools, kids schools coach in the basis. And my last year as a player was in Padroens. In the next season, I was invited to be part of the staff in Trofeus by Porfirio Amorim. And I decided the best choice for me was start as assistant coach, and this was the hand. It was the hand of my career. There aren't one reason. It were a lot of reasons. It was a lot of reasons to stop playing and start a new career as coach.
Thank you for that, and it's very interesting. So you were you finished around 23, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, and Iago, we finished around 30. Yeah.
29, 30.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I didn't know before, so it's interesting that we joined here three people that finished the careers, and because of their ambition. Because they wanted, you know, more, and not because of injuries. Because most of the times, unfortunately, the players they finish.
No. Yeah. I broke my knee 2 times. I get surgery. It was that moment I decided my body and my shape it wasn't the same as that. So it was because of that. Big reason.
Yeah, but you wanted also to play, you know, regularly, but it was like also you had the injuries, but it was not the main thing. No,
it was 1.5 years trying to get back, so it was a very hard moment, and like they say, the expectation like to come back stronger, it wasn't real. So it's better to decide to finish and start a new life.
A new life.
Yeah. But that's interesting because you have all that in common, that you didn't want just to drag yourself in the pitch, or just to keep a career just for the money, or just to be there. You know, all of you guys wanted, you know, to have a better career, and you be honest. You all been honest with yourselves and decided to finish when you had to finish, even if it was earlier. So that's the point. That's the interesting thing. So let's go back to Gonçalo. So let's try to make this like in a fair way. Okay. So let's go to Gonçalo. So was it the first option? Because you already answered a bit that you've been studying already sports and especially football. It was your first option to be a coach when you finished your career, and also how it happened. You already also spoke a bit about it, but if you can do it more deeply, how it was the transition, and how long it took the first experience as a coach, how long you've been like basically stopping to be involved with the football, and the adaptation to the new role. This is quite a wide question, but if you can try to do your best, just
So since I was young, I always decide that I want to work with football, okay, as a footballer, as a football coach. I don't know, but I always wanted to work in football and to be in football. And when I was in Padroens in under 19, I started to also coach the under 12 team, youth team in the academy as assistant coach. After my trainings, I went there twice a week. And when I stopped and I went to Italy, the only sure that I have is that when I returned to Portugal, I wanted to be in the master degree, okay? Because the master degree was really specialized in football, okay? It was 2 years, 1 year of theory and 1 year of the stage. And then I have an invitation to work with the youth teams in the new project, and I went there. And with 21 years old, I had the opportunity to work with under 15, under 19. And after that, I went to São Pedro da Cova in the elite division in Porto to work with the first team as assistant coach, and the under 19 team as a head coach. It was a good opportunity for me. I went there, and in the middle of the season, the head coach of the first team left, and I left with him. And I went to Padroense, also under 19, and also as an assistant coach. In the end of that season, it was presented to me a big project to work with Profita in Honra Division in Porto also. With the first team, we created a second team also with senior players and with the under 19, okay? And I spent there a season. After that, I stopped because I was a little bit sad with the project here in Portugal. Also, the salary, I spent a lot of months without receiving the salary. And I stopped. I started looking for new opportunities. And I had the opportunity to go to China, and in October I went to China to work to a company that have a lot of projects in three big cities in China, Beijing, the capital, in Shanghai, and in Guangzhou. And I went to Beijing, and I start to work in the primary schools. Okay, so the project is to develop football in primary schools. And I worked there with under 8, 9, and 10. We are involved also in the new project that is to open an academy in Inner Mongolia. Okay, we create all the methodology, choose the players, everything for ourselves, and to have a lot of coaches that work to the company in Inner Mongolia. So, when I stopped playing, I didn't think about to be a coach. You know, it was not clear in my head. I just knew that I wanted to work in football. And when I went to the master degree, then I decided, and I was sure that I wanted to be a football coach. And so I'm keeping rolling that way.
It's great thing. Although you are still young, you know, you already had lots of experiences, and it's, you know, it's great when someone doesn't put any barriers, like tries to go. You went to Italy, you went to a different experience, and yeah, you are gathering many different experiences, and that's very important, you know, like sometimes we just stay, you know, like in a small world.
The important things to me is that it's not only football, you know. You met other people, you have new experience, and you have the opportunity to experiment, okay, in the practice. So in China, I think I create and I experiment in the practice, and I think it's really important that. Of course, I'm in China not only for the experience, also because the salary that I have in China is not compared to the level here in Portugal that I work. So it's all together, and I think that I'm young, I'm 25, I don't have girlfriends, I live with my parents, so the opportunity to go, I don't have bills to pay, so the opportunity to go and to try to be in the different context is now. So I'm trying to get all the information, all the experience, all the knowledge, and then come back and be in the central of Europe to work in football.
That's great. Thank you, Gonçalo. Let's go back to Iago, and starting with that part that Gonçalo also said, that it's also about the experiences and the people that you know. Iago, you've been playing in many countries, so for sure that gives you a lot of, you know, knowledge and many good, the good, and we learn not only with the good experiences, many times we even learn more with the bad experiences. So yeah,
so most important on football is learn about your bad experience, because it's more than good experience, you know. Like Gonzalo is now in China alone, everything around him is new. It's really difficult to adapt the culture things between Europe and China, or the between the countries, you know, to Spain, to Portugal is different. To, you can see that difference. And what makes us as football players stronger is that you can control your feelings in that moment, you know. If you are and you miss your home and everything is easy, because being a part of football is not easy. For be a coach, for be a football player, it isn't easy. So your mentality, you need to be strong. Most of the football players, if you see Nuno, when they finish the career, the football high level or low level, they don't keep on football, you know, because the life is very stressful. It isn't easy. So you need to be very strong mentality. And what this happened with the bad experience? If in your career everything is great and everything is fantastic, your mentality is not strong enough to do a new step in the future. Yeah. So when you have a bad experience, you're going to have a very strong mentality to improve yourself in the next step. Is what happened with Luis, with Gonzalo, and I think I'm doing right now the same, like them.
Yeah.
So about the bad experience, I had very bad experience in Greece, for example, with a fantastic coach. On football, everything, it was fantastic, but around me, it was very bad. Wrong people around me, wrong decisions, everything. So that makes you as a person in the future, what you will leave in the football. And this is what happened with Gonzalo, and I know Luis very well. So, and I believe that the people keep on football and know that his future is on football is because the mental is very strong. And you, Nuno, also, because you are a scout on football, you need to, because really we have our family, you know, our family. And then your friends every year change, because Gonzalo is in China, make friends in China, then go to Mongolia, make new friends in Mongolia. The China, forget them. So Luis, this coach, go to Spain, go to England, everything. You go to England, Germany. Everything is changed around your world.
Yeah.
So to be part on football, your career as a football player, you need to know that maybe your career is lonely.
Yeah, that's true. And do you think, that's very interesting that you are saying, because your role is sports director.
Yeah.
So we know Luis and Gonzalo as coaches, usually they deal, like, let's say, with 24, 25 players a season, or 30 players a season. They deal with the club structure, let's say that they deal with 50 people, let's say it, for example. Sports director, you are always in touch with people from everywhere. So, like you said, those bad experiences and also the experience you had as a player in different contexts, I believe they, for the role, the specific role you have as a sports director, it brings you like closer to success, and it's easier for you then. Not comparing to other sports directors, you know, but how can I say, some of them, they had a career in only one club, they stayed only one country, and they have to develop that part. You already bring them that from the football career. So how long it took you to take it was your first option to be a sports director, how it happened, the first opportunity? And if you agree that that everything that you bring from your past as a player, it helps you to deal with people from everywhere.
Well, what brings from your past makes your future. Is what happened in the life. I never thought to be a coach, because it's really difficult, the job that Gonzalo and Luis have, because 25 players isn't is not easy to manage them from different ways to think football, to different ways to behave, different ways about everything, you know. And the coach needs to control each player, you know, adapt to each player, to know how to speak, to know how to take the best of this player. As a sport director, we don't have this problem, okay? We don't need to be friends, like say friends as of the football players, of the coach. We don't need to be friends. What we need to do is to give to them the best way to work, okay? Me as a sport director, I need to give to Luis or Gonzalo the best things that they want to do the best job to them, you know? So it was my first option, maybe not, but maybe it's the option that my character needs to be, you know?
Yeah.
I like to support the people likes to to work, and as a sport director, I think I can make that Luis or another coach or presidents and everything to do a better job with me, because my character is like, for if you want to win, we need to do the good things, you know, and go and take it. I get the opportunity because when I finished my career in Leiria, we had a president, Alexander and Sergio Renita, as a vice president, and they asked me if they asked me if I can work with them as an agent, okay, to the company they have. So in the middle of the season, the sport director of Leiria, he went out, and they offer me that job. It was really difficult. It was really difficult because you also need to manage and be kind with a lot of disrespectful people, you know, because half some people in football, they don't come from football and they don't care the way they treat you. So it's still really difficult to manage that, because the way I am, and Luis know very well, I'm very correct guy, and I speak looking into your eyes, and I don't have any problem. And I need to be calm. I learn in that position to be calm with some situations. So if you ask me, big coach or sport director, 100% sport director, 100%. Because as a coach, they need to, the people, speak, and listen bad things every time for each decision they have, the players every time big problems. As a sport director, we don't have any problems with that. The player is good, okay, the player is bad, go. We try to do the good things, but as a football coach, for me in that moment is impossible. I cannot manage 25 guys like the way as a father, because the coach needs to be a father of a guy with 25, 20, 30 years old. The coach is like a father.
And I was your father, and you are older than me.
Correct.
Yeah. And I agree.
But so one moment is like the mentality as a footballer is totally different as a sport director. Now I have more responsibilities. Now I am more professional. As a footballer, like we say, I was a little bit crazy in some moments. And maybe because of my decisions, be that crazy, I don't get further in my career, you know, better career. Yeah. And as a sport director, I change my mind. I'm more professional. I work harder, and I try to do the best for the team I work. So.
I think that's, thank you for that, for sharing that, and I think you touched very, very important points, and it's very important to be honest with yourself and see what you are more suitable to do, and completely your skills in that part, and also because you deal with many people outside the club, because you need to try to sign players, you need to deal with other sports directors that maybe they have the same interests as you, or many, many things. And of course, I think all of you it's not a coincidence the people I invite. It's people that I admire in many ways, especially not only in the professional way, but the way to be in life. And I think all of you are in the right place because you are honest with yourselves and each one have the skills to do what he's doing. For example, we are going out to Luis. Luis is a person that we speak regularly and he's like, he's completely on the right side to be a coach. You know, he had those things that you were saying, Iago, to manage the 24 players and understand them and know how to deal with each one on, you know, different personalities. He have those characteristics. I can tell you this because me as a scout, many people don't know, we also do the profile of a coach. If a club asks me to do the profile or analyze a coach, I can analyze a coach. I cannot analyze a sports director. A scout doesn't go in that way, but we can do players and we can even do referees sometimes, you know, the behavior. And Luis is a manager that like Gonzalo, the same thing. They have their own thoughts, you know, their own ideas, and that's very, very important. And to before pass to Luis, yeah, like you said, it's very important to understand the players, sometimes to be their father, their everything. And I remember I asked once Luis one thing, because he's still quite young as a manager. I believe he managed players that are older than him, if I'm right. And he managed to keep them, respect him. He never had any problem with the older player, even players with a big career, like trying to say, oh, you know, he's young, he doesn't know. That's very, very hard to do. And he managed to do. And I was working we've been working in the same project at Felgueiras, and it's true. So that's a very hard part also as a manager, especially when you are young, to keep that. So Luis, so it was not only to put you in hard situations in the beginning, telling you to do the profile of them, it's also to tell the, you know, to be honest and to say the things. So if you can please also tell us how it was the transition, first opportunity, and talk a bit more if you already had in your mind it was the first option to become a coach.
Like Gonzalo, I did the grind school. Okay, I'm formed in sports science in Fadeup, and when I started school, I think that I want to work in football, and I want to be prepared when I have an opportunity to achieve my goals and be ready to do a good job. And since I started as a head coach, as an assistant coach, I knew that I want to be head coach. I want to lead with people. I want to be part. I want to be the face. Iago told us the head coach listen a lot of bad things about all of people. Listen all the time. We are the face of the bad things and the good things. But we need to know, and we need to understand. All of our job is very good, and is a challenge every day because of this too. Because we know we are always we are like a target. Okay, all the time the people want to do bad things about us, and we know that we need to be very brave. Our brain, our mind needs to be very focused to achieve what we want to achieve. And since the beginning, I knew it. I want to be a coach, and I want to be a head coach. And I prepare myself to do this transition. As assistant coach, as I said, I start in Trofiance. Then I moved to Leiria. In Leiria, one season I don't remember the year, but in the beginning of one season, they asked me to sign a new contract as assistant coach, and I told him I was thankful, but I told him to be assistant coach. I returned to my home. Okay, I returned to home because three seasons out of home, and I want to become to home and start in another club. But at this moment, they asked me if they contract me as a head coach if I accept the challenge. And when they challenged me, I feel very, very good, and I feel very grateful to the invitation. And I start my career as an head coach. And
here you are, still.
Here I am.
Yeah, thank you for that. Also,
no, can I say only one thing that I listened to, and is the most important, is in all our career we're gonna do a several mistakes. We're gonna do a bad decisions. We're gonna do. We're gonna handle bad situations.
Like you said, we need to learn with our best thing.
And the most important thing is learn about every day why I'm doing this bad decision and why I'm not growing as a person. You know, and this is most important on football. I finished my career, and I don't know. Better football than Gonzalo and Luis, you know, and we need to be humble people, learn about everyone, and see why we take that decision in the future, you know.
And you need to know, what you want, your values. You need to know what you want as a person. You need to know what you want as a coach or as sports director. And if you know what you want, if you know what you are, when you made bad decisions, you make bad decisions. Okay, no problem. I will learn with this. In the future, I will think a little bit more, or no, and.
Yeah,
we will learn and improve ourselves as a person and as coach.
I agree completely, and I will add one more thing to that. Sometimes I think I spoke in the last webinar we did. I spoke a bit about this, but I would like to speak a bit more. It's like the mistakes are part, of course, of the process, but it's very important not only to learn with mistakes, but also understand the circumstances of the mistake. Because, for example, for Luis as a manager and Gonzalo as a manager, as a coaches, and Diago as a sports director, let's say that Luis and Gonzalo, they take a decision, they take the best player of the team, they put him in the bench because of a certain circumstances, you know? He's not playing well, he has something. The things sometimes can go even better, or it can go bad, you know. And if they go bad, you can think it was a mistake, but you need to understand the circumstances at the time. You cannot forget that you took the best decision you were believing at the moment. The same with Iago. Let's say Iago hire a player, you know, like as me, like I'm a scout. We evaluate the player. Everything is good with the player. We pass to the sports director. Sports director hire the player. And the player is not going to be a good
performance.
A good performance. And then he goes to the manager. The manager, the same. We need to understand the circumstances. Like why we, you know, it was that a mistake or not? You know what I mean? So we always need to understand why we made the decision. Sometimes a mistake was not a bad decision. Because in the long term, if you do that mistake, you know, many times, you will be successful. You know what I mean? So that's very, very important. What it matters, like I say, it's we cannot control 100% of our decisions. Of course, we need to try to avoid the bad decisions that are clear, you know, that everybody can see it's clear, you know, like like so many players you see, they go to a club and you don't need to know much about football, you know, to understand that it's quite impossible that that player is going to be good in there, or you know, other are obvious. So I just wanted to add this. So I think it's also very important to understand with our to learn with our mistakes, because we all make, but also understand the circumstances why we take the decisions, because we take decisions every day in our lives, not only in football. The next question is more directed to Iago, because Gonçalo and Luis, I asked them before when we were preparing if I could just share this, because it's about scouting, if they believe scouting is important. On terms of Gonçalo, I know for him it's very important. Also because I met Gonçalo in a scouting course.
Yeah.
So he was studying scouting. I like his, the thing is, like, he was very clear with his head, with his mind. We spoke a bit, and there was like a good connection, because I saw that Gonçalo was like a person that was very straight to the point, and he had the ideas very clear on his head. So this automatically answers that for him it's important scouting, because I met him in there. So I think I'm right. About Luis, he was the first, I was involved in a project before, like a new platform of scouting that probably most of the people know, and Luis was the first person like to be complete, the first manager. We approached many people, but Luis was completely open for scouting, and I can tell more that it challenged me to create on a team that he was, because he told me before he never worked in Portugal. Scouting is not very developed, so most of the teams they don't have only the top teams. So he challenged me to create a scouting department from scratch, because he believed that was very important, you know, and I accepted, because, you know, I already knew Luis, I knew his thinking, and it was a pleasure to work with him. And so I think also this answers the question, because he was always open for scouting, and he was always like, and he was honest, even saying that he knows about management, about coaching, but he didn't know about scouting. So it was also a way to learn, because he thinks, he believes it's important. About Thiago, I think I know the answer, but I want to hear, please, and I want everybody to hear from you.
Okay, I don't believe in Scott. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. For... well, it's, I think is the most important of a sport director is to have a very good scout behind you, because like my dream as a sport director is working like Sevilla do. I don't need to say something more, because if all the people from football knows how Sevilla work, is the way I want to work. I prefer to have 15 scouts around the world scouting 1,000 players. Then these 1,000 players we pass for 500, and then 200, and when it's 50 players, I travel and I see with my own eyes if the scouts, they are right and sign the players. This is the dream come true if this happened sometime in my life. So the way Sevilla work is the way the football and professional football needs to work, because around the world have a lot of talent that we cannot find, because we don't trust. The truth is we don't trust, for example, in a footballer come from Africa, because he play in Africa, and we don't know if the league there is strong enough to come to Europe directly, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really important to have a very good scout around the world to do this job, to the clubs, big clubs, you know? To
yeah,
the big
yeah.
Clubs. Because you can find like Sevilla in 2008, I think, I don't know, when he signed Daniel Alves,
yeah.
Players. We never listen to their names, and fantastic players. So
this is
scout. This is the job of the scout, to find the great players.
That's so
the
true.
And the coach have these players, these type of players, you know? for example, if Luis as a coach and Gonzalo as a coach ask me, I need a right back, and I say to my scout, my scout department, I need a right back like this, and they bring me 10, and we can decide 10, but it's a dream. And this doesn't happen.
Yeah, for sure. So when everybody is in the same, like we are here, we have two coaches, we have a sports director, we have here a scout, we need a president. So when everybody is in the same boat, you know, working for the same, you know, it's much easier, because makes everybody's job easier. So and the success, it's around the corner. So yeah, it's much closer. So great answer. Thank you for that. The next question. So I'd like to just be very brief. Just Gonzalo, when you were playing, have you ever wondered if there was any scout watching you or not? If it came across to your mind, like, oh, it will be, you know, like, is there any scout watching me?
Yeah, because in a football game, you never know who is who is watching the game. You never know. So okay. every game is an opportunity to you to prove yourself and to prove your qualities. And maybe someone in the stand is looking for a player like you. When I played, I heard about some things that some scouts were watching me, and I met some of them. But when you are in the pitch, I think I can speak for myself. It was clear I was just playing. I don't care about anything. But yeah, in Portugal, in the not only in the on the national championships under 19, 17, and 15, there are scouts in the games. There are scouts. Even
in your time.
Yeah, like a club that I played, Padroense. If you are playing a Padroense against, I don't know, Leixões or something like that, there will be scouts. Okay, it's really normal.
Yeah, in these days, it's normal. Yeah. In my generation was like very rare to have a scout, you know, understand. So that's why I'm saying the evolution, it's important, like to have that and to have the notion that you are being seen by scouts, and then you can have the chance to play.
There's a question that James is, if imagine that you are a player, you already have an agent, or your coach during the week told you, this weekend will be a Benfica scout or a Braga scout or something like that. You need to manage all of this, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a question that comes with this situation. But for the kids who play nowadays here in Portugal in the different divisions, with the first teams in Elite and Honra in Porto, there will be a scout or a coach or someone in the stand.
Yeah, sure. Luis, have you ever thought if there was any scout watching you in particular?
Of course, because like Gonçalo said, when you are playing, when you are inside the pitch, you all the time wants to be the best, and it wants to be a great performance. And you always thinking if there are any scouts on the stadium, that if there are any scouts talking about you with your coach or with another players. When I finished my career, I played in Padroense in second division. And when I signed for Trofense, Trofense was in the second league, and I started worked as an assistant coach. And for me, it was a surprise note that nobody in the club knows the players from the second division, from the low division, because in Portugal, it works a lot with the agent, okay, with a friend told me that this player is very good, and we start looking for this player, not for, with the scout department. And I believe that the scout department, if every club needs or wants to have a department scout, the football will improve in Portugal in the next 5-6 years, because there are a lot of talent, there are a lot of players with great skills and great abilities to be professional players.
Yeah.
And they stay in the low division because nobody knows their qualities.
That's true. Yeah, when I can share, when I joined scouting, when I started to be a scout, one of the things that I was also taking the decision was that part, you know, to be more fair, because there are so many good talents that sometimes nobody can see them, you know, and they can completely have the opportunity and do great in bigger teams. So for Iago, we have two questions. We have a question here that I think is a challenge from Hernani, the great Hernani, because you also tried to trick him when it was his interview. But Hernani, if you don't mind, let me just answer this, just not to lose the track on this subject, because for Iago, I'm not asking him if he ever wondered if there were scouts watching him. The challenge is, if he can tell to everybody in the world, because we have people from all over the world watching, if he can tell the story that he told me once when we were watching a match about the way how he went to Real Madrid when they approached him, yeah. And he thought that all his colleagues had scouts, and I think you remember vaguely the story, yeah.
It was because when you asked to Gonzalo and Luis about that question, I start to remember this situation. And Gonzalo don't know me as so well, so he understand that situation because he work also in this. I was playing in Benfica at age 8 till 13, okay? And all my teammates, the figures, say to my father, Bayern de Munich wants my son, Bayern Manchester United wants my son, you know, at 99 and something like that. And I asked to my father, I'm so bad playing football, no one wants me, you know, Manchester United, Bayern de Munich, and no one. So at age 13, we went to Paris, a tournament with Benfica. It was Real Madrid, Juventus, big clubs. And we finished at last. We would lose all the games and we do very bad tournaments. But in the end came when the coach from Real Madrid and asked me if I speak Spanish. And I say, yes, I speak. And if my father is in Paris, and I say, yes, he's there. So they went to speak to my father, and he think about my father when the coach from Real Madrid say, I want your son. So next year I wasn't living in Lisbon, I was in Madrid.
but you were you forgot to say that that when you told me the story that you were wondering if it was for you or if it was for you to ask some of your colleagues. Yeah, yeah.
If it was for me or it was for the guys, the Bayern Munich and Manchester United wants them. So the guys say, yeah, it's for you, and I say, okay, perfect. I'm very nervous, of course.
And can you just add to the story just one more part that is interesting, because we need to finish in a bit. Like when you arrived, because you were, I believe you were right back, no?
I was right back in that summer. Yeah. I grew up so much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that story is brilliant.
I was 165 and I came to Real Madrid 195 in that summer. And when I go to the training, the coach said to me, you was the right back this time? And I say, yes. And he said to me, no, you are center back. no chance to change. I was center back since then.
Yeah, thank you for that. Because we had to share that story, because that's a brilliant story. And that's also related with the scouting, how important was scouting in that time, you know. Even the big clubs had a chance.
It was the coaches, you know, the coaches in that moment, it wasn't the scout, it was the scout.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But if you can multiply that for scouts, you know, like the same principle, but for scouting, you see, you can get those players. So let's see what Hernan is saying in here. So let's go, like, because I still have a few questions. And so the question for Iago: when you hire a coach, you let him work. Yeah. You let him work and help him, but if he starts to show his real target and put the project in danger, what would you do?
Fire him.
Okay, that's it. Question for Luis: what do you think about this business that football became? Are you ready to develop players to sell and also show game quality and results? What's your arguments?
Of course, we need to know football at this moment is business, and the football clubs are like companies, and we know there are a lot of them want to make sales, to have budget, to be good for the club and for the owners. Okay. But we need to understand the principles of the game. We all of us start playing football or start being coach or start seeing football because we like the game, we love the game, not all the things around the game. Okay, and we need to understand this is the most important thing. We need to be very sensible to the game, because I need to put the best inside the pitch, but I need to put the players that deserve more, that works more, that give more for the team, that give more for the principles of the game. The all of us, and sometimes the owners don't understand the things like these things like that. They understand that they need to sell this player, and we need to put this player in front of the other players, and we need to manage all of this. And like Iago's said, we need to improve. We need to learn with the situation that we pass on in our career. So, of course, at this moment, I'm better prepared to have a challenge like that, because Iago know in Leiria, in my first season as a coach, the issues start when these two points of view converge, and we need to make some take some decisions and to look for our beliefs.
Thank you, Luis. And I think I can speak for all of us. Big hug and regards to Hernani, to the big Hernani. That is a great guy, like everybody knows. And so thank you, Hernani. So now we have around 5 minutes. Let's me ask another question. So now let's go to Gonçalo. That I think Gonçalo is an example of also this question. You know, the answer is obvious, but I'll make it. If you believe it's important to keep yourself updated and constantly studying, trying different approaches, even in the training, trying also to share ideas and discuss ideas with other people that have the same role as you, and if you believe it's important always to be learning in the process.
It's the main thing. I have the coach is in constant learning, and this quarantine is the only thing that this quarantine has is a good point, is that because there's a lot of content in the internet, a lot of talks like we are doing here, and it's really important to keep improving, to keep learning. Today, I mean, I'm a football coach for 4 years. Today, when I look to my training sessions in the beginning, it's completely different, okay? So, and I'm sure in 5 years, when I look to my training sessions or to the things that I made as a coach today, will be completely different. So for us, coach, it's really important to learn, to share information, to share knowledge, to share experience, and improve ourselves. We are, football is a science. Football is a science.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Gonçalo. Iago, what do you think? Do you think it's important? And also to share ideas like with people that have the same role or sometimes different roles, and also take the advices, and even with people with less experience or, yeah.
In football, I think it's very important to listen everyone. To listen. Yeah. Not to learn about what they say, but listen. Because sometimes that people you don't believe that can make you a new idea about something new, is what person will do. So it's important, very important to listen to everybody.
Okay, yeah, imagine you as a coach. Huh? 100 people want to speak with you about the...
It's like in sport director. A lot of people say sign this player, and the people.
Yeah, I think you need to improve, and you need to learn with all the people, but with all the people that you look at them right. And they are confident, they are nice, then, and you know that they want your best. They want the best for you. I think you need to have some.
But Luis,
some 12 people to speak with.
When I say to listen everyone is in the football, not from the guy in the restaurant that you go every day and he starts to speak about football. Okay.
Because everybody knows football, but yeah, nobody knows.
When I was football player and I speak football with you, we share our idea.
Of course.
You know, is if you listen a player with 19 years old and you listen that player that come from another level, another age, era, like different. Mm-hmm. And I start to think about maybe if I do another things, I will improve myself and I do better. Or, okay, it's a good idea, but it's not. Because the football from my father's see football is not the same way I see football, you know? And my way to see football maybe is not the way the Gonçalo see football because of these different of ages. You know, so you need to listen everybody that is on football, mm-hmm. not the guy. Sorry for all these people that knows football, because from the guy from the restaurant or the bar, they scream about who is better and everything. But the guys are inside of football. I think it's very important. Since the president to the kit manager, because sometimes the kit manager is working in the club 25 years, and if you listen to that guy and pass for maybe 12 coaches, he learned also something. Everybody learned, and then it's important to listen that guys, because he'll improve yourself for sure, 100%. Sometimes you listen and you say, "Hey, this is not now, okay?" But sometimes you listen and say, "Hey, wait, it's a good idea. Let's see where that bring that idea." So it's really important on football, listen to people, listen, you know, and ask why they have that idea. Because sometimes you have idea and I don't gonna speak because I'm afraid. Speak, maybe you can show yourself on that idea, you know?
That's true. And for Luis, I think you already shows your opinion, and also I can share, because the question is also if it's important also to keep updated and study and everything, and you recently, even we spoke, you took some courses from us, you know, and of course that of course shows that you, that for you it's important also to remind some things and also to learn with different approaches and to be always on track. And like Gonçalo also said, in this quarantine, we have the opportunity to do this. And it's very, very important to do that part. And the last thing, I'll ask all of you, if you can, what you think, if you could, it's quite hard because, you know, like one role doesn't have only one thing. You don't do only one thing. But what are the most important aspects in each one of you guys' role on the daily basis? What are the aspects that you believe that are essential for someone to do the job that you do? We can start with Luis, for example.
We spoke about mentality and about strong. So I think the most important thing is your mentality. If you want to be part of the football, you need to be very brave. You need to be very strong, and you need to understand. Like we said too, we need to understand that we made some mistakes, but the mistakes are always an opportunity to improve and to be better and to prepare better the future. And if you want to be part of this, you need to learn and learn and improve yourself and try to influence the others to improve, to be a better team with you, of course we need to answer to Iago, we need to listen everybody but everybody that are inside of a club. In the kit manager, most of the time the kit manager have a great ideas, have a great signs to give you, behaviors, players behaviors, a lot of things that you if you are a very interested manager, you maybe use that information to be okay to do something better for the team, to do something better for the players. But mainly the mental strength that you need to have, there are the mainly aspects to be manager in or to be coach in football.
Thank you. And just speaking about the kit manager, the players usually, I don't know if you guys were, but are usually very superstitious. So let's say that the kit manager, that you like to play with a long sleeve, and the kit manager gives you short sleeve, you will not perform the same. So this is for people to understand that
the kit manager is essential
essential. But for people to understand that.
Imagine Iago as a player without the kit manager that makes what he wants.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody inside the club, this is just to say that everybody inside the club is important, you know.
Everybody.
And this is everybody. So people think it's only the coach, only the president. No, it's not. It's not true. So, also, Gonçalo, what do you think are the aspects, or one thing that you think it's very, very, you know, important, or it's like essential to?
Yeah, I think one of the most important is question yourself a lot of times.
Okay.
A lot of times.
Great. And
all the things that you do is experience. Okay, so you need to question if this thing is right, if this thing is wrong, how can I improve? And a coach need to have a lot of doubts.
Yeah, when you have doubts, lately we had we had the course. It was interesting. We had the second level here of match and game analysis with Professor Jorge Castelo. And he said, does someone have questions? No, nobody had questions. And he said, so I need to start again. Because when someone doesn't have questions, you know, it means that something was not so great. So it's always good to question ourselves. That's a great, great answer, Gonçalo. Thank you. And you, Iago, what do you think is essential in your position as a sports director,
I think the most important in my position is never show how you are, never, because as sport director you're never gonna be like you are as your friends, the people knows you, As sport directors, you need to make a quickly decisions, very hard decisions that can change the life of the, some football players and some families. So you cannot have like if I was a sport director like I am, as you know, Nuno and Luis, as a person, I cannot be like sport director. So I change when I'm working. So my advice to all these people who wants to be a sport director is never show your feeling, even if it's very bad moments, never show your feelings, because it's gonna make your take good decisions in that moment. Don't think so much and do the good decisions for your club.
Thank you for that. And I would like just to finish, you know, to finish in also in a funny way. Let me ask you, how tall are you, Iago?
What?
What's your height? How tall are you?
190.
Okay, so do you believe it's important also? Luis is saying three. Okay. In your position as a sports director,
yeah,
it's important also sometimes to refer to the other sports director that you are 195, or you never had to use that argument.
No.
I've been with you and I was, you know.
Yeah, but the thing
that it's just people, a joke, just a joke.
It's a good question also too, because the people need to know about our sport directors, and I think the Luis and Gonzalo as a coach too. All the coaches, they speak together. They share information. All, you know. With someone you have better, you are more friend, and with another not so much. But as sport director, you have a lot of friends also in that position. So you share. Sometimes it's not easy to bring some players and everything, but it's like is the way the life it is. So, but we are, we can speak and we can share a lot of ideas also. We don't have like this.
Only you don't need to say I'm 195. I want to sign Messi. And I want to bring Messi. Otherwise, I'll go to Barcelona. I'll take
if a plane. If someone to sign Messi, I will be very happy.
Okay, guys. It was a big, big pleasure, as you know. And Ricardo, for sure, this was supposed to be 1 hour, but it's like this. Well, sorry, Ricardo. It's 1 hour and a half. You know, it's like it's 90 minutes. It's like the time that a match takes. So it was a big pleasure, and thanks for sharing. And it's these people that is like Hernani is saying here, that to clean this industry, and this it's people like you guys that football needs. So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed. And for everybody that's been watching, also hope you enjoyed. And you can also watch this on YouTube after, or Facebook, or even on Spotify if you want to listen to podcasts. Okay, thank you guys, and all the best. Okay,
thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.